Hey, what is up? Vidyard just released some new data. In this episode, I want to free flow through the video engagement stats and tell you what it means.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. You know, there's a lot of confusion around engagement and what it means for a business. Like, one of our first clients was always confused or upset that people weren't going all the way through her content. She thought it was a fail if 50 or 60 or 65% would go through the videos. But let me go through some of the latest data. Let me start to unpack it and let me give you a constructive way to look at it. What do you say? All right. Let's dig in. 51% report that they're satisfied or very satisfied with the results that they're getting from video in 2020. Now, this comes from Demand Metric and Vidyard. This is a 2020 stat, yo. So 51%, they report that they're satisfied or very satisfied with the results. Well, what about the 49%? Because I'm telling you that that other basically half of the world that aren't satisfied, right there, you should know those people aren't starting with strategy, because strategy is the most important element. If you can nail the strategy part and then bake the strategy into your video content, you can get more people to achieve your goals. Now, when you see that 51% report that they're satisfied with the results or very satisfied with the results that they're getting from video, you know, a lot of times when people give data like this, they don't want to tell you how internally frustrated they are. So I'm willing to bet that they're not looking at conversion, and I'm willing to bet that they're not talking about using their assets to generate or close new deals faster. But ultimately, if you're in that unsatisfied group, you should be thinking about, wow, I really should spec out the strategy before I get started, because you have to connect all the dots in order for somebody to watch the video and then have an action to take. And that taking action part, the CTA, the call to action part, needs to be baked into the video script. It needs to be in the storyboard. It needs to be on the page that that video is going to live on in order for somebody to make the logical steps. Remember, if you confuse, you lose, right? Donald Miller, if you confuse, you lose. And people are drawn to clarity and away from confusion. So if you make your strategy how to get people to, when they're watching this video, to know, like, and trust you to take the next action, but you also have to make that action visible and easy for them to jump through the appropriate steps, then your business is going to be one that's very satisfied with the results they're getting. But you got to start early at the beginning before you create any video in strategy. Next stat, 86% of people would like to see more video from brands in 2020. Dong, dong, dong. Why do 86% of people say they'd like to see more video from brands in the coming year? Because video is the easy button. And when you want to buy something, you don't want to work too hard. You don't want to jump through hoops. You want to be able to get the transfer of knowledge from that company into your brain so you can understand the concept. That stat came from Wise Owl 2020. Next stat from Wise Owl. People are twice as likely to share video content with their friends than any other type of content. They're 2x more likely to share it. So where does that fit in with your business? It fits in a lot of areas, like in discovery, in zone one. If somebody sees information about maybe you answering a question or providing helpful content, or maybe it's an ad, well, if they see that content in zone one and it's helpful to them one way or another, they're twice as likely to share that content with their friends. And I think we look at our, you know, in this world now that our coworkers would also, in my mind, in my life, and with the people I work with, fit into my friends group. So if you want somebody to start sharing your information inside of their office, well, you should be leading in with video. Now, if you're sending a proposal video, like in zone three, which is the salespeople, And salespeople using video in a personalized way to move somebody through the sales process faster, then if you want to submit a proposal, don't send a PDF. People are 2 times more likely to share video content than any other type of content. So the way you do that is you send a proposal video with yourself on screen talking them through why your proposal solves their problems, and they're going to then circulate that to their team, and you're going to get a much better rate than just sending a proposal. There's a lot of areas where you can take advantage of the stat that people are twice as likely to share video content than any other type of content. Think about the election. Did he just talk about politics? Don't talk about politics, man. This is the wrong time to do that. In the political landscape, weren't you sending, leading up to the election, I mean the first election, not the second one in the U.S., the one that happened on November 3rd, weren't you sending videos that proved your point or were comedy about the other candidate, the one you don't like, to your friends and your family members that think like you think? Of course you were. But you're twice as likely to share video content with them than any other type of content. Let's drop into the next stat. The average retention rate for video across the board, meaning across all industries and all video types, is 52%. However, the amount of time, well, let me unpack that one before I get into the next. So when people start a video, when you average all types of videos, so this makes it less valuable, this stat, when you average it across all video types, the average retention rate is 52%, meaning 52% of the people that start it will go to the end. That's pretty damn good. Like, that right there is a winning recipe, because you don't get that from text. Like, 10% of people read the text all the way through. How many times are they interrupted, right? And people often skip around when they're reading text. In video, they watch it all the way through. Imagine if 52% of the people that went to your website or went onto a page that started a video got the knowledge transfer happens a lot more effectively when you use video. So we would have this one client. She's like, yeah, okay, well, that means then 48% didn't go through it. That sucks. The reality is you're not going to be doing 100% of your audience going all the way through. It's always a whittle down of the total population, right? So let me go to the rest of the stat. However, the amount of time, by the way, this is where it's going to get confusing. I want to spend a little time with you. However, the amount of time that people spend engaging with video also depends on how long it is. Really? Massive revelation here. You mean the amount of time people spend will depend on how long the video is? Dun, dun, dun. It goes on to say more than 2/3, 68% of viewers watch a business-related video all the way to the end if it's less than 60 seconds. Okay? 2/3 will watch if the video is less than 60 seconds. So the novice is like, well, that means I should be making videos that are less than 60 seconds. No, you shouldn't. Let's keep going and I'll explain why. But only 25% will finish a video if it's more than 20 minutes long. Wait a minute. People, a novice will think that's a horrible stat. 25% will finish a video if it's more than 20 minutes long. Think about the knowledge transfer that just happened. How much information can you give to somebody? Like, if you're trying to prioritize, well, I'm just going to prioritize 60-second videos because 2/3 of the people will go through it. How much knowledge can you transfer in 20 60-second videos? You're going to keep whittling that audience down to smaller and smaller people. If you've got to transfer a large amount of information, because most people's products, especially in a B2B world, can't be explained quickly. You can't do it in 30 seconds and then have somebody reach into their wallet. They're going to have a zillion questions. How long does it take to set up? What does this cost? Can I do financing? How does it implement with my existing software program? Like, it's just a can of worms. You never would be able to get people to sit through all these little 60-second videos. But if you get 25% of them to sit through 20 minutes, Now you're talking, because those people, that 25% that sat through 20 minutes, those people are buyers. That's a much more valuable audience. The one that sat there for 20 minutes and only 25% went through, than the people that will only watch 60 seconds at a time. So be more strategic about it. Think about videos as not one size fits all. Sometimes at the top of your funnel, you're going to pique interest. Those videos tend to be shorter. Middle of the funnel, you can make them a little longer. And as people go down to the bottom of the funnel, those videos can get even more longer, because those people have already demonstrated that they have interest for what you're serving. So be tactical about it. Now, let me confuse you even more with more stats. More viewers will watch a video that's 2 to 4 minutes long all the way through than a video that's between 1 to 2 minutes. This likely has to do with the actual video content. Now, shorter videos, it says, like those in 1 to 2 minute range, are usually more top of the funnel. Oh, didn't I say that? And those shorter videos don't tend to contain as much information. Oh my gosh, another revelation. Whereas slightly longer videos in the 2 to 4 minute range can come packed with a lot of value. All right, so tease people, pique their interest with shorter videos, but you should not have all your videos be one size. Your videos need to have certain goals. So where do those videos live in the funnel? What do you need to do at that stage in the funnel? And how do you move people into larger information? Now, I'm the least concerned about keeping people for a long period of time, because I know how to attention hack when I'm creating my videos. Example, for my 1 hour webinar for Tony Robbins, 93.6% of the audience stayed, meaning people who started the webinar, 93.6% stayed for the whole damn hour. Because if you're good at creating content, I mean great at creating content, you hack the audience's attention and you promise value leading forward, tease value coming up. Now you know this. You give them the feeling inside their chest they're making progress. We're making great progress. Now you understand this part. Let me tell you what's coming up next. And you've got to motivate them through the content. But when you do that, you can transfer an hour's worth of knowledge and keep 93.6% of the audience on the edge of their seat. And remember, the most important part is people are more likely, twice as likely, to share the video content with their friends than any other type of content, okay? They're going to stay longer, they're going to retain more, they're going to buy at the end. And the most important thing is to not get worried and nuanced in making small videos or looking for a magic number. What does this video need to accomplish is where you should start. And then you should be talking to yourself, what's the goal? What story do I need to tell in order to accomplish that goal? How can I make it interesting and stimulating? And then you start the conversation of how long should that video be, all right? So think about that, be strategic, and always, like I said at the very beginning, start it off with strategy. Don't just get in front of the camera and try to wing it. Lay out your strategy. Have somebody else walk through it. Does this make sense? If I do this and create this content, I can move this person to this stage. Does that make sense? Where does this live on the page? What assets does the page need? Does it need a click here for more information button? Does it have a call to action to book a meeting? Like, detail all of that out before you start writing the video script, because now you have a better idea what you need to bake into the script. And that is how you maximize engagement to get people the knowledge they need for each video in your process, because it's not a harpoon. You're not going to be able to go out with one harpoon and slay somebody. It's going to take a variety of different videos to maximize the engagement and pull them through your journey so they learn the most information in the least amount of time about your product or service. And when you do that, people buy, baby. Hey, enjoy December 22nd. Merry Christmas. Super fired up. Got my niece and nephew coming over tonight for gifts and our annual scavenger hunt around the house. And I We'll look forward to sharing more throughout the holiday season. Oh, I've got great holiday stories. Like, you're not going to believe my Christmas Eve story changed my life. Woo! Great story about Saint Nick coming and helping me out to get me to the next journey of my life story. Happened on Christmas Eve. Peace.